Greetings and welcome to the Lectio Divina podcast, where we pray with the ancient practice of Lectio Divina, applying it to the scripture, one of the scriptures for the week from the lectionary. This week we'll be praying and meditating with James 1, 17 through 27. Before that, I have a few words from Meditations of a Hermit, the book by Charles de Foucauld. And he says this: I am in the house at Nazareth, between Mary and Joseph, embraced like a little boy by my elder brother, Jesus, who is present night and day in the Blessed Sacrament. So I must act as I ought in such company and in such a place, as I see Jesus act, giving me an example. In the fraternity, I must be always kind and gentle and humble as Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were in the house at Nazareth. Gentleness, humility, abjection, charity, and at the service of others. As we travel our day-to-day lives and walk in the contemplative journey, weaving together silence and action, we don't do this alone. We have each other, and we have the family, the Holy Family itself, in which we are a little brother, a little sister to Jesus, showing us the way. Let's go to God now and open our hearts, still our minds, become open as we allow this music to flow over us. I invite you to open your hearts, invite God to be with us in this time. State your intention to God for this, and just rest.
In the movement of trees, your murmur in the rustling of leaves. Blow me off my safe and stagnant pedestal. Clean me with your purifying gale. How I long to be the sail that catches your thought, to expand my being and travel with you. Face me in the same direction as your push, the wordless gift that I inhale so greedily. Your living breath, breath moist with life, as real as my lungs are needed. It is your sigh that bursts forth from your holiness. It is your breath I long for. gave to me. And when I die and breathe my last, you'll be there breathing in my last breath and my only soul. Breath moist with life, as real as my lungs are needful. It is your sigh that burns forth from your holiness. It is your breath I long for. Your breath moist with life, as real as my lungs are needful. It is your sigh that bursts forth from your holiness. It is your breath I long. In the movement of trees, your murmur in the rustling of leaves. Blow me off my safe and stagnant pedestal. Clean me with your purifying gale.
Be reading the text three times and just invite you to let this first time through allow you to become acquainted with the words. Let's now listen with open hearts for the spirit between the words, within the words, around the words. Listen. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears. Follow up with your tongue and let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. Anyone who sets himself up as a religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air, and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this: reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight, and guard against corruption from the godless world. Listen for a word or a phrase as a gift from God. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener God landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. Anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air, and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this: reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight, and guard against corruption from the godless world. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger straggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all spoiled virtue and cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener God landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distracted scatterbrain, but a man or woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. Anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air, and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this. Reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight, and guard against corruption from the godless world. Don't rush off. If there was a gift in this reading, what was it? Was it a word or phrase? Some image that's staying with you? Now is the time to meditate upon what was given. Consider its tone, its color, its detailed makeup. Before pondering its meaning, just what is this? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Taste like? What is the attitude of its gift? And then after that, after meditating on what has been given, then see how it is that God wants to use this as a gift for you in this day. For you specifically, in your skin, to live in a certain way, to ponder a certain way, to have a certain attitude, a certain disposition in this day. What is this gift for you? Does it meet a certain relationship? Does it meet a certain part of yourself as a gift or affirmation? Does it bring forward some challenge for change? Take time with God and ask God for this guidance with what is given. And then, of course, take time to be just still and silent in the presence of God, the one who made you, who loves you, who is continuing to transform you as you will allow in this life, in this day. Just take time to be silent and still with God. Let me hear from you. I enjoy hearing how this meets your life in your everyday living. This podcast is an important part of my week. It helps for me to know who it is that's with me on the journey. Let me hear a little bit about you. Email or post a comment in the comment section on the website. May you now walk this path in God's light, in God's presence, in this day. Grace and peace.